You're listening to DraftKings Network.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
They smothered Jokic into merely a triple-double. I'd take that game from Jokic the entire series if you promise me that he's going to be that kind of quiet and dominant. That's as well as you're going to do against the Denver offense.
It was a so-so game for Jokic. I mean,
it was a triple-double, and yeah, he dominated the entirety of the game, and they have no answers for him. And the Heat will lose in four games if the Nuggets get Bam Adebayo to just shoot mid-range jumpers the entire time. But the reason they lost, you can get better and smarter basketball analysis, in the weeds basketball analysis, from what Amin did with Charlotte Wilder, an assortment, Tom Haberstroh, an assortment of others last night. We will get that. We have that out for you now. But what you saw last night was, I think you can reduce it to just what I'm about to tell you, which is, if the Heat miss that many threes and if the Heat don't shoot free throws, they will lose every time, because the way they win is defense, threes, and free throws. And that was a historically terrible free throw game. And then what you got from Strus, Caleb Martin, and Duncan Robinson must have infuriated Celtic fans.
I mean, they need more from Jimmy Butler as well. You have to. He's your superstar. He's the guy who's been compared to Kobe, LeBron, Michael throughout this postseason. He can't give you 13 points on the road, game one NBA Finals.
And no free throws.
Yeah.
No free throws. It's weird because I'm obviously a Heat homer. The Heat just played an NBA Finals game in which they set a record for lowest free throw attempts in an NBA Finals game, and I came away thinking the officials killed it.
That's right. Yeah. I thought the Heat got too many free throws in
hey,
that
wait.
Game.
Highsmith earned that one. That was a good call.
Can we talk about the Highsmith minutes?
They wasted the Highsmith game. Yeah. I mean,
Highsmith's good.
They
man.
Wasted a solid Bam game, a good Kyle Lowry game. Highsmith contributing. What was so difficult about yesterday, you mentioned Strus and Caleb Martin. They didn't just miss wide open looks. They missed premium looks. Yeah. And if they just bury two of the 15 that were presented to them in the natural flow of the offense, that game is tight at the end.
Okay, but it felt like a 20-point loss.
And it did, because I kept missing.
But it also felt like if you make some more shots, like we can, like it didn't feel... Like, it's not a death sentence, that game.
I'm with Chris. I feel like if Jimmy gives you 30 points, you're right in the game. He gave you nothing.
Yeah, there's little things there.
20 more points, I think they win.
Man.
Honestly,
right,
the Murray-Jokic pick and roll is one of the most insane things I've ever... And Highsmith did the best just following Murray around.
He is very athletic. But when you say that performances were wasted on the Heat side, I would say absolutely not. What I would say to you that was wasted yesterday is... That is as much as you're going to hold Denver down. That's a bad Denver game. You wasted a chance to beat them. When they shoot that poorly from three, they lose. They're 6-8 this season. That's how to beat them. To hold them to 104 points is exactly how to beat them. But what you just saw offensively from the Heat was the team you saw all regular season that was last in the league in shooting, couldn't be trusted to shoot.
And you can't really beat anybody in the NBA scoring 93 points, let alone
right.
a team that just swept its way into the NBA Finals in Denver.
Michael Porter's a problem.
Yeah, he's also an inconsistent player.
Watching that for the first time.
That guy loves shooting so much, he will shoot you out of a game.
Yeah, they got. I think what's a problem is defensively, he's starting to come online a little bit. Mark Jackson made the comment that he's really improved defensively, and the last time I saw Michael Porter, he was not that defensively.
You also can't let Aaron Gordon look like prime Karl Malone.
Oh, no.
Well, that's on Gabe Vincent.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You put Jimmy on him, it looks totally different.
But you can't have Jimmy on him.
It's not on Gabe Vincent. It's on Jokic. This is what their offense does. They get people on the switch because they're trying to account for the best big man. And what happens is they'll cook you with Aaron Gordon on your switch.
The zone shit's not going to work against Jokic. He will neutralize it. But when you mention Aaron Gordon, and they got a ton in the paint.
But the zone shit was kind of working. I mean, it was certainly working better than switching. They were picking apart that switch.
In the first quarter, Aaron Gordon and the Nuggets in general were doing everything at the rim. And I will tell you, since leaving Orlando, I have watched that Aaron Gordon game my entire time watching the Nuggets team since leaving Orlando. He is 12 points in the first quarter, end of the game, 16 points. Like, mm-hmm. That's how it happens every time with that dude.
Classic Aaron Gordon.
Aaron Gordon is the reason that they're championship contender is because he's their fourth best player. And when he was the best player in Orlando, they were terrible.
A lottery team.
You remember in the Final Four where Miami ran into a huge Connecticut team and they just couldn't buy a bucket from inside the paint. We're seeing that. We saw that in game one. Because as much we're going to talk about Max Strus missing all these premium wide open looks, they were 5 of 22 in the paint. 5 of 22 in the paint. That was basically Connecticut bullying the Miami Hurricanes.
That's because Jokic was just standing in the middle. They need, honestly,
Chris, that's what he does.
No, you're going to think I'm joking here? You got to put, I think Kevin Love is an adjustment because it brings Jokic out. With Bam, he's just like, I'm going to stand here, Bam. You can hit those mid-range jumpers. I'll give you it all day. If you put Kevin Love in, it brings Jokic out and there's more room.
What about
in there.
The other side of the floor, though?
Then that's Kevin Love the problem.
Like, they're like, all right, who do I guard?
That's the
problem. No. But if they're going to go zone, Kevin Love has a big body and he can bring down a board because what's frustrating is you get the stop. You're struggling from the field. And then Denver gets three chances at the hoop and you're not going to hold them at that point. So I do think if we're going to go zone, maybe do give Kevin Love because you can trust his shot. You need to bury open threes to beat Denver.
Second chance rebounding has also been a problem for this team going through every single opponent, right?
And especially now especially when they're playing zone.
Right. And now you're looking at a team that has long bodies that go and crash boards.
Kevin Love cannot be the key to the series.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me,
you just mentioned the second chance points. The second chance points does get addressed with one of the greatest rebounders in NBA history and Kevin Love out there in the zone. You're gonna give some stuff and you're gonna take some stuff with Kevin Love out there. And I think you need an open shooter that you can trust. Kevin Love may provide that. I love the NBA Finals. Look at us. Hyper-analyzing. All they had to do was make two shots.
Oops.
All they had to do was make two shots.
Strus had
to make
that one that rattled in and out. Ah.
All Jimmy had to do was score 12 more points. Well, I mean,
Jimmy not going to the line is crazy. I don't know if he still doesn't trust his legs to get people up in the air and bite on that pump fake, but this isn't the Boston Celtics. Let's at least see if Denver can keep their feet. Yeah. Let's see if they can avoid foul trouble.
I think he got spooked by Time Lord. He was like, if I pump fake, he's not moving, and then he's going to swap my shot.
He got spooked by Derek White.
Oof.
Are you guys worried about this series?
I've been worried about it.
Why? Here's a fact, Dan. He'd have never won a championship and won the first game of the finals.
How about that? Huh?
Fact.
Right on track.
Yep.
Factoid.
Here's another fact, though. The Heat have never trailed in a series in this postseason.
This is the first time.
Recency bias.
Strus, can you imagine thinking and dreaming your entire life of playing in the finals and then you have the game Strus had?
It's a nightmare.
Oh, that must feel so bad. I've dreamed all my life of playing in a finals game. The dream never went this way where I missed every single shot I took.
It was really bad, but the important thing about Strus is that he keeps shooting.
Keep shooting.
And I trust him to keep shooting.
I mean, the reason the Heat are here right now is because of how well they've shot the ball. If they're just going to, if this series is just going to come down to the Heat needing to make these shots, because if they shoot a little better yesterday, it's a
make
totally
or
different
miss
game.
Lee, Chris.
I feel like they're going to shoot a little better.
But it's different shooting up a mile high. You know, the ball travels.
Well, let's play this sound from Charles Barkley. Let's get to this sound because Charles Barkley heard a lot of talk about the altitude. And I would say, as part of the post game extravaganza that Amin Alhassan did, he tested that altitude. You can check it out on YouTube by running the stadium steps during the post game because the altitude is supposed to gas you. Mike came
terrible
in,
form by him.
Mike Ryan
came, doesn't run much.
He doesn't look like he runs much. Mike Ryan came in today and he said after two or three possessions, I felt like they had Jokic winded, that he was, and then he just always looks like
he
that.
Just he always just maintains the same.
In Denver, in Miami, wherever he is, he looks winded.
You have to understand, that was my first time watching Jokic play. So I wasn't aware that two minutes in, he looks exhausted, but he just maintains that level of exhaustion.
He has got that gritty, gritty toughness that is war-torn joylessness that he carries himself with. You're not going to out-tough him. You can throw Udonis Haslem into his ass crack or into his navel.
It ain't happening.
Ah, the Zeller man.
Zeller, just throw him out there to bounce into Jokic.
Zeller is still sliding.
That's my favorite thing now is I get 42 tweets every time he comes in the game. Ah, the Zeller man.
Well, you saw. What, how would you describe to the audience that didn't see Zeller just getting bumped and sliding how far across the floor?
Are you familiar with the Bag Raiders meme? Where anyone just started sliding and they were in the galaxy. The Shooting Stars meme. Like, that's where Zeller's in the galaxy right now.
He slid like 17 feet.
Yeah, it wasn't a foul, but I was still screaming, foul. It's just, come on, look at his shoes.
He finally gets one rebound. He's super excited, and then they just pick it from him.
Look, it just like slaps it softly out of the ball, goes 14 feet the other way.
Damn it, Cody.
Go ahead and play the sound of Barkley talking about the altitude.
Just saying, though, but the altitude, they've always run here. They've
I know that, but I'm saying, well, why they ain't never make it to the finals until now?
They don't have the talent.
And it's not good for a whole series either.
Shaq,
people get
Kobe,
acclimated.
I'm just saying, man, I hate when I hear that bogus stuff. Come on, man.
You're not buying it.
I mean, I'm looking around. I don't see no damn Nuggets banners up here.
That was like him doing an impression of himself. Like, come on, man.
I'm looking right now into the altitude where I see no Nugget banners. You guys did notice something. I'm sure the audience that was watching this last night noticed what I'm about to say, which is that undrafted stuff is super, super charming. Until you run into human beings who were drafted higher, because look at them. Look at how much bigger and stronger they are. I'm not going to say faster, because Jokic isn't faster than anybody.
Jokic was a second-round pick, by the way.
That's right. 41st overall, but picked. But picked.
You're right. Picked. He was selected.
And, it does feel obvious in retrospect, like, oh, a bunch of undrafted guys aren't going to shoot 50% from three the entire time.
The measurements physically on these guys. I remember Bomani mentioned this like 3 or 4 years ago. He said the Nuggets roster is the most talented that there is in the league. And I was questioning it because other teams had better players. But if you've got Gordon as your fourth as an athlete, two-way player, you're a really good basketball team. Because, yes, Porter can beat you, and it would be no surprise if he makes, you know, seven shots in a row. I mean, last night, the Heat, at one point, they're like, the Heat have made seven in a row, down six.
But that's what you have to live with. I'll take Michael Porter shooting. If that's what beats us, that's what beats us.
He's going to be inconsistent. He's going to be inconsistent.
They'll also take Bam shooting 25 times.
All right, everybody, Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Don Levitard.
Fans cheer that type of stuff. Tom Brady went down with an Achilles the only time he got hurt in his entire career, and I was fist pumping in my living room at home because the Jets finally had a chance to win a division. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that is one of the most amazing sentences you've ever uttered.
Stugatz.
From the maker of Trust Me, Don't Trust Me. Comes, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to apologize. You are amazing.
Thank you. I know.
You are a flabbergasting delight. You happen upon genius comedy by accident.
That's my gift.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats.
I hate Bam shot even when it goes in.
Yeah, I hate Bam shot even when it goes in.
They never go in clean.
I hate Bam when he plays well.
He didn't play well. The ball kept going in.
I mean,
25 points on 26 shots or whatever it is. That's not efficient.
It's not. But for
you killed Carmelo for that.
No, I understand.
He was over 50%.
But this is where the expectations are with Bam. This is where the expectations are with Bam. That passes for a good game. Look, it's a difficult matchup. It's Jimmy. It's Jimmy not getting to the line.
Yes.
It's Jimmy not being the best player. Miami Heat aren't going to go anywhere in this series without Jimmy being the best player and without trusting his legs to get somebody up in the air. He lives at the line. They got two free throws in a game. That's impossible for them to win that way.
You're in the NBA Finals with a lot of guys who never thought they'd be playing a significant role on an NBA Finals team. Game one on the road, NBA Finals, your superstar needs to give you more than that. I'm sorry, it's that simple.
George Karl, speaking of simple, sent out the scouting report on Jokic from 2014 when he was drafted 40-whatever. Quote, an average athlete lacking great speed and leaping ability. He may struggle to stay in front of NBA athletes. Despite being a younger guy, his upside appears limited by his lack of explosiveness.
Half right.
I mean, I would like to see us challenge Jokic inside. For us to win a game on the road, you're going to need to get Jokic in foul trouble. You're going to need to test them. You're going to need to make the referees think about it. Jimmy Butler's that guy.
You could see that Bam early on was like, I'm going to go at him. But then he would always do that thing where he'd go at him and then it would end with like a safe shot.
Because he's very giant.
No, but like my point and is if you're strong. Trying to draw fouls, you almost just want to try to go through
yes,
him, essentially.
Yes, try and go through him and see if you can make your way out of his armpit.
Damn. My point is if it ends up in a foul, I'll take Bam just looking stupid on a
right,
few attempts
right. You will
just
take,
to try to get a couple fouls.
It never used to matter how big someone was inside for Jimmy Butler. It only started mattering the last series. The Heat have been undersized in every round that they've gone up against. They've given up second chance points against every opponent. Milwaukee's got a ton of length. They won that series in five. They got to challenge them inside. They can't go 5-22 inside the paint. They got to live at the line to win these games.
But this team seems taller than most. I mean,
they seem more skilled. Yeah.
And they're long.
Because while all those teams were long, and Milwaukee especially, this is a first team that's long and generates their offense from the inside.
Yeah. Inside out ball.
We will have, thank you, Tony, we will have a spelling bee.
Oh, no.
Yes, we're going to do the spelling bee.
Great.
Later in the show today, an annual tradition that we do semi-annually. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about the spelling bee.
You should be. You get Ish Smith every year.
I mean, very popular.
It's totally drawn at random.
Oh, sorry.
Also, if you'd like some of our other offerings, because we have a lot of Friday stuff for you this week. We have a lot of stuff in general. The Stanley Cup Final begins Saturday, and God Bless Hockey, a new show produced by Billy Gill, interviews Roy Bellamy, who I accused before the show today. I said his content barometer is broken. Roy Bellamy is the guest, as is Kenny Albert, who was a childhood friend of Stugatz's, who Stugatz hasn't talked to in 40 years.
Yes, and I won't speak to him for another 40 years. But here's the thing. Roy is not – we didn't interview Roy.
Yeah, no.
He wasn't a guest. He's a co-host of the show.
Yeah.
Roy loves hockey. Roy cares about this team deeply. And I and Billy wanted to give Roy a platform to talk hockey, and I have never seen Roy happier than when he was talking – X's and O's, is that what they call it in hockey with Kenny Albert?
Did Roy ask Kenny about Maurice giving up power to the team? I feel like he's hit that in every interview we've done.
I believe he did.
Well, yeah. I'm troubled by something with Roy in that Roy has, after 19 years of being influenced by the zany circus hijinks of Zippy and the Juice, Roy, when any time a Panther makes an appearance here, decides to ask lame press conference question. And I'm staring at him when he does it, and I'm like, you've learned nothing here.
I mean, hold on a second. We can't have it both ways, though, and talk about the death of journalism and then have one person aspire to do journalistic work and then criticize it.
But it's not like he's tackling like the interesting parts of the nuts and bolts of the game. It's like he asks them like just this like generic, you know, random question.
Well said.
Talk a little bit about
you really petered out there. What happened?
Well, I'm trying to. I don't want to be a jerk.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah. You were halfway there.
2 minutes for being a jerk. Two-minute penalty for being a jerk.
He should get a minute. He pulled up.
Okay, I mean. 1 minute. A one-minute penalty for being a jerk.
One thing we were trying to figure out, is Roy in Las Vegas?
I don't think so.
He's credentialed for the whole series. I think he may have just flown out there.
Yeah, I think
he may have just gone out to Las Vegas.
He actually has Kenny's number.
Roy Bellamy, I believe Metalark Media is sending him out there.
He should be there.
Yes, he's a valued member of our hockey coverage. He's the most informed. He just likes the strangest details about hockey, and you can get all of them. It's a unique perspective. I would say it's the most unique hockey perspective anywhere in podcasting or hockey journalism coverage.
I don't know if he's out there this weekend. I'm going to game two because.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What?
Oh, you in Vegas?
What do you mean? Come, guys, I'm a professional.
Trustworthy guy.
You're revving very high, Mike.
I am a professional. I don't appreciate this in the least.
Didn't you end up in the hospital for like 2 weeks after a trip to Vegas?
It wasn't 2 weeks. It was one.
Oh.
You're headed out for game two, so you will not. Will you be here next week? Or are you going to do the show from there?
Well, I need to be in Vegas for game two on Monday, but I'll contribute.
He has to be, Billy. He wants. He's been behind the Cats the entire time. Mike, you should go.
Yeah. The whole time been behind the Cats. So yeah. I know for sure Roy's a staple of later games in the series. But when they're talking about the series and if necessary. With later games, the necessary part is I go to Vegas.
Right. But it's a Monday night game. When are you headed to Vegas?
I have a 5:25 a.m. flight Sunday morning because I have unfortunately, I have to go to a funeral this weekend, so I'm going to miss game one.
In the back of our studio right now, Dirty Knicks fan Taylor, who has worked for Metalark Media and was hiding for a while and then emerged with a microphone, as everyone does around here, to get in front of a camera and show you his Knicks allegiances. Part of his punishment, I guess, is now he has to serve how many grid of death punishments? Do we know? 6 grid of death punishments. And he is doing the Katie Ledecky today, where he has to dress as a swimming person who was supposed to be the swimmer.
That was supposed to be Jess, I believe. And I'd just like to find out who it is that told you have to do 6 punishments because I'm the commissioner and I didn't approve of this.
You weren't here that day.
So I'm not necessarily going to say that this was wiped out of a completed punishment because it's not completed by the person that needs to do it.
Billy, are you wearing a Heat Culture shirt?
Oh, yeah, man. Right here. 3%. 3% chance, 100% culture.
Yep.
Shout out to the Tank Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you have lost your...
Shout out to the Miller Coors Brewery first.
Yeah, well.
Your powers as commissioner have been stripped. You are no longer the commissioner. You run a slipshod organization.
That's not true.
I mean, it...
I had to rule with my iron fist with a cuff around them. I couldn't do what I had to do because I had handcuffs on my iron fists.
It was...
No longer.
A disaster. No, well, no longer because you're no longer in charge of this.
I'm in charge.
No.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Who's in charge?
We can keep
now
going
Dan
back
is.
And
so
forth.
So who's in charge,
in charge?
I don't know.
Right. Dan, you're in charge. You have to get all the costumes.
When you take someone out of power, you have to put someone else
exactly,
in.
Right.
But
right.
You say you have to get all the costumes. I've been doing that.
Yeah. Well, Hildy was supposed to do that. Right. If you like that kind of thing.
Either way, Taylor's dress is Katie Ledecky.
You do seem like a costume guy. You go home with those costumes.
Are you a furry?
Yes. The spelling bee is coming up later in the show. I want to play some sound here for you, Stugatz. Adam Silver wants to kick the Ja Morant, or Yaz, I like to call him, down the road. And the suspension has been agreed to by the commissioner with the Players Association. They have partnered to come up with the penalty, but we don't know what the penalty is. Here's Adam Silver talking about that.
So in assessing... what discipline is appropriate, if that's the case. We look at both the history of prior acts, but then we look at the individual player's history as well. And so that and the seriousness, of course, of the conduct. So those are all things that get factored. It's not an exact science. It comes down to judgment at the end of the day on the part of me and my colleagues in the league office. In terms of the timing, we've uncovered a fair amount of additional information, I think, since I was still asked about the situation. I would say we probably could have brought it to a head now, but we made the decision, and I believe the Players Association agrees with us, that it would be unfair to these players and these teams in the middle of the series to announce the results of that investigation. And given that we're, of course, in the off season, he has now been suspended by the Memphis Grizzlies indefinitely, and so nothing would have changed anyway in the next few weeks. It seemed better to park that at the moment, at least any public announcement. And my sense now is that shortly after the conclusion of the finals.
What are your thoughts there, Stugatz?
I mean, I think that makes, I'm guessing you probably have an issue with it, but I think it makes sense to just couch it, you know, until after the NBA Finals. You want the story to be the NBA Finals, not John Morant.
That's fine, but there are many reporters who don't work for the league who need to find out what that punishment is, because they don't need to respect that for the league. Like, there are a lot of insiders out there making a living off of this.
Right.
And that information is out there if it's been agreed to by both sides. And I would say to you, just
but
keep
they can get it if they want, right?
I mean,
dig deeper.
I would assume that insiders who
but he doesn't need to. That's incumbent upon the journalist to find out. Adam Silver doesn't need to volunteer that timeline.
Adam Silver doesn't have to volunteer, but people now know, and I'm telling you that this is part of the contaminations and corruptions that have when everybody is bought and paid for by relationships and agents and everything else. That information is out there, Mike. You're going to tell me that the NBA's main guys who can get every other information can't find out what this is?
I'm not sure what that has to do with this story. And by the way, the NBA isn't exactly like the NFL, where it has like these insiders employed with them. Someone may find out those details and report on it, but the people that can't desecrate the NBA Finals and announce this and have this distraction can't be the NBA itself.
I get it, and that's fine, but
I don't see a failure in journalism here. I really don't.
I am telling you that information is not something that journalists have to respect the wishes of the league. Okay, the information is out there.
It's an odd take, Dan, because like tip of the hat if they can find it out. But it's not Adam Silver's job to volunteer a distraction before the NBA Finals.
Adam Silver cares about the NBA Finals and the NBA. He doesn't care about a journalist's
job. Adam Silver is in sales!
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit, and that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Lebatard.
I'm going to get some golf ASMR.
Stugatz.
Oh, me.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Dan went a direction with the John Morant stuff that I didn't anticipate. I think my main takeaway from what Adam Silver said was, boy, this suspension might be bad. This suspension might be lengthy. If it's something that could distract from the NBA Finals, a really lengthy suspension could distract from the NBA Finals. And I'm actually appreciative that they took the approach to not distract from the important games. Maybe Carmelo Anthony could have taken a hint.
I have heard and seen reported anywhere from 25 games to half a season for the nature of the repeat offense and the nature of your commissioner was in front of the cameras a week after the second incident saying, I am truly shocked. I was shocked when I saw that video. We just talked about this. And I do believe that on the other side, when the penalty comes, and it will be, I believe, stern, the reaction will be...
Oh, it's Silver.
Yeah.
It will feel like stern.
It's a fine, Dana.
It will be a dictator, stern fine. And I believe that people, many people, are going to react with, that's too strong. Who did he actually harm other than himself? It's just a video. Guns are allowed in this country.
I'm sure the NRA will support John Morant because they always step up in these spots, right?
Somebody is going to take John Morant and turn him into a political tool.
Are we talking about the reaction to a penalty that we don't know exists yet?
It's going to be stiff, Stugatz. The reports are...
Dan is upset that we don't know yet.
I do believe the journalists have a responsibility to sniff around on that one and not just respect Silva's wishes.
They are, though. Why are you assuming no one is?
Because they get all the information. They get. It's not Silver's not the only one who knows here. If you're in bed with the agents, there are a lot of people who know this, and people talk all over the place.
So would you prefer him to lie and say there's been no decision, or would you prefer him to... in the middle of the finals, give the suspension?
Why are you guys taking this as a criticism of Silver? I don't get what you guys are doing to me.
Because we're
on
talking
that
about Jaw, and it seems like you're just latching on to the journalistic. Journalism. But it's like, you could put that with any story that breaks, any news item. Yeah, it might get to a reporter first.
You're making it seem like there's some sort of obligation that they release this news right now.
Not the NBA.
If anything.
All right, but the journalists will have to go get the information.
Yeah, if anything, Adam Silver just broke a pool cue in half and said, make it quick, boys, like the Joker did. It's out there.
Great scene.
Go get it.
Multiple people know about this. Have at it, Woj.
I am confused by what you are confused by. Information guys. Be information guys. There is news out there.
Be information guys with the UFOs.
You're saying if Woj wanted that news, Woj would have it right now. Woj probably has the news. What are we saying here? I just want to be clear.
Well, you're all objecting to something, and you don't seem to know what I'm saying, but you seem to be thinking that I'm saying.
Well, what are you saying? On. Because six of us are experiencing it the exact same way. Yeah,
there was a UFO scene.
There was
the
a UFO scene the other day.
Over Roswell. Yes, so exactly. Let's get on that.
You think it'd be a bigger deal.
And then disappeared in an instant. How?
You're a great communicator, Dan. Whatever you're trying to say is not landing in this room, and I imagine we're speaking for the audience here.
It's like you're not talking about the John Morant story at all. It's just you're saying, hey, there's a story out there. Some journalist should get that scoop. It's like, you could say that about anything.
But you're mad that nobody's gotten the scoop. Or you're even more mad that they know the scoop and they're not telling us so we can't make more content.
That's what I'm wondering. Right, you're mad. Yeah.
Either way, just take a breath.
Yeah.
And think about the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic? I wish someone, and if I'd been there, I would have done it myself, had opened the Michael Malone press conference by asking him about the Lakers.
That would have been great.
Did you see the Wired for Sound thing where Michael Malone was talking to his team and he was like,
in the locker room?
In the locker room, and he's like, this Heat team, they won game one on the road at Milwaukee, won game one on the road at New York, won game one on the road at Boston. They're not going to do it here. I'm like, damn, he's on to us. This is what this whole postseason run was built on.
What a scouting report.
Oh, crap.
Damn,
damn it.
This isn't going to be as easy as it was against Mazzulla. He didn't know that. We stuck up on him.
He's too busy watching the town. No.
Brad Stevens announced yesterday Mazzulla's coming back. The Heat should have filled their arena celebrating that with a standing ovation.
Worth a parade.
You should have respected the finals, Brad.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show.
Somebody reported that?
Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Should the Heat have a parade because the Celtics brought back Mazzulla?
Such a great idea.
I don't think I've ever been more okay with losing an NBA Finals game. Have you ever been more okay? I'm good for life.
Generally good.
I'm good. I didn't even get mad. I've been more upset at regular season Hornets finishes than I was with last night. Sure, I cursed at Max Strus plenty, but not more than the usual amount.
Is that because the Panthers are in the cup? The Heat have already exceeded your expectations?
It's
all of it, right?
These are eight seeds. And if the Heat get swept, I'm like, oh, okay, well, we got the Bill Simmons photo. Yeah. We beat Boston. We got the banner. We beat New York. We beat the one seed Bucks. What are they going to tell us?
You know the gravy vampire loves gravy games. That felt like a gravy game last night. Whatever. Miami's going to have to win one there eventually. Yeah. Three other chances.
Yeah. You know what I told myself? This kind of feels a lot like 2006, where the Heat got into the finals, and despite the names on their roster, Dwayne Wade and Shaquille O'Neal started the downslide a little bit. they were not nearly as good as Dallas in that finals. They were a big underdog. Mm-hmm. And it took a crooked ref for the Heat to come back in that series. But they did. And it kind of has 06 vibes to me.
The series hasn't started yet. I mean, we all know when it starts.
Mike, Dwayne Wade had how many, averaged how many free throws in that series?
I could use some of those free throws. Just like maybe a fifth of them.
The Heat got two last night.
That's wild.
It's breathtaking.
It's wild.
And
there isn't a single play where I'm like, they should
have gone. Objections from the fan.
No.
Yep.
No, run it back. And Malloy, come back. You guys were great.
It's an excellent game plan. Malone got him. He's like, Bam, go ahead.
16 free throws.
Go ahead, Bam. Wade. Everything you want. Go ahead. Do a bunch of mid-range stuff. Let's see how that works.
Wade averaged 16 a game in 06.
Get out of here.
16 free throws a game.
Jesus.
That sounded light to me.
That was low?
Yeah. I mean, because he had like 24 and 25 that's the average.
That was before Donaghy. Like, it was probably Wade in the front end. Like, Wade really started cooking in games three. Remember, that was a 2-3-2 format. It allowed us to build some momentum to that game six. Yeah, they're going to have to win one a mile high. And it's very hard for the Miami Heat to win up there. Always has been. It's been hard for them to win with good teams, let alone an 8-seed team.
Chris Cody, you noticed last night that Peyton Manning was wandering around. Russell Wilson, I hate what's happened to me with Russell Wilson, where I just see him all of a sudden and I'm like, oh, thumbs down.
Right. Just, pretty lame courtside, right?
But he's not even doing anything. It's not
a weird fall. We used to like it. A couple years ago, we liked him.
I don't love that this exists in me. It's a virus. I don't feel this toward athletes very often, but I'm just like, inauthentic.
It's a Dwight Howard thing.
Boo. And why do quarterbacks just get to sit courtside? He's literally, how long has he been
rich
in Denver?
They have
a
money.
Month? Like, you think he's paying for that? No, it's just he sends an email. I'm the quarterback here now. I want to sit courtside. It's bullshit.
It's
there's
Denver.
Probably guys on the team that are Denver Broncos for like 4 years. They're like, hey, I want to sit courtside. Sorry, Russell's got the seat.
Name one.
There were lame celebrities yesterday.
What, Tim Patrick courtside? Give me a break.
Who is the big celebrity? Ken Jeong?
Yeah.
And Bad Batch.
Ken Jeong's a Heat fan, by the way.
Where would that's Ken Jeong be sitting in L.A.? If this was a Laker game, where would Ken Jeong be sitting?
Uptown.
You know what? I thought the same thing with poor Ken Jeong.
Jeong.
Ken Jeong. Fine. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was.
I ran next to him once on a treadmill.
It's true you did.
I had the same. Look at me,
Louie. And no, you didn't. He was running on a treadmill. You were just next to him.
Yes. Trying to get his number.
Peyton Manning, though. What's up with his style?
Worst stylist in all of professional sports. He mixes and matches patterns.
The
like
tucked
all,
in plaid.
What do you want
down?
Him to wear?
That's what he is.
He wears like polka dots with like with like plaid. He's all over the place.
I saw the interaction with him and Shaq, and it made me feel good to know that celebrities, when they talk to each other, you know, you see celebrities walk up, handshake, they have as awkward interactions as we do in public. Because I saw one that you could actually hear what they were saying, and he's just like, hey, he does the thing, meet my son. And then he hits him with, I played golf with Barkley today. Like, it's just like a random Peyton.
I love that Chris wants Courtland Sutton courtside.
But my point is there's got to be a Bronco that's been with the team longer that's like, why can I not? Courtland Sutton's a good one. Why can't he sit courtside?
Kale McCarr.
Because he's Courtland Sutton.
There's not great celebrities. That was a weird atmosphere. I thought the fans there would be better. I'm issuing a challenge.
Come on.
Bored.
Come on.
They were bored.
Also, I mean, you wear yellow or don't, okay? Like, a third of the crowd can't all wear yellow. Wear yellow or don't.
Oh, the colors were a disaster.
Bad slogan.
Look, how about home team wear white? Road team wear a dark
That's
color. We our brothers and sisters that are colorblind had a miserable night last night. Yeah. I don't know how you screw up a blue versus red color clash, but you did.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Le Batard Show. Did our brothers and sisters who are colorblind have a rough night last night? And also put on the poll, hey, Denver, either yellow or not. Make a choice.
A million colors.
Yes or no.
A million colors, none of them good or sharp. Yeah. They're all dull, terrible.
Yeah. Like the game, you guys said they were bored. We all were, because Miami was never in it. Never.
I don't mind losing to this team.
You were feeling all right, good. Though. I'm with Mike. I was just the whole time. I'm like, this is fine. Good. Everything's fine.
Good. Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's like when the lights went off.
You know what I told myself?
It's what we would have preferred. Yeah. Honestly, if we're being honest about
now
it.
Now you get it.
What we're going for.
Listen to me. Yeah. We're tired.
Puck drops on Saturday.
We could not have another one of these games where you're watching to the end of the fourth quarter, terrified of your television, running around the house, scaring the pets because you're screaming.
No. Yesterday was fine.
Need a break.
You know what I did this morning? I took a healthy shit.
Nice.
I took a the healthy
congratulations.
Shit.
Congratulations.
First one since the Clinton administration. Yeah.
Clinton administration.
Wow, congrats,
that's
Mike.
That's how easy breezy last night was.
Awesome, man. I'm so happy for you.
Nice. A victory, you might say.
It was. Nice. Round.
Ooh.
A perfect cylinder of poo.
Nice.
Barkley hurt my feelings last night on the game.
Why?
Because he said, dudes don't FaceTime. It's inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. He's right.
Especially shirtless laying on their bed.
Yeah, it's creepy.
I felt like he was talking to me.
He was.
The shoe fits.
I like FaceTiming.
Yeah.
Why?
Forget the shoe fitting. Just find a shirt that fits.
I can't.
Wow, was that an actual snort for you? Yeah. Did you actually snort?
Because, I had to.
Stu's been on the receiving end of the shirtless
FaceTime. Had to adjust my wardrobe. Well, yes, I have been, but I've had to. I'm telling you, Dan, they're not making XLs like they used
they're
to.
They're not.
It's really so true.
They're not.
Larges aren't what they used
what
to
happened
be.
To
put
them?
It on the poll, Juju, at Levitard Show. Are they making XLs like they used to? And also put on the poll, are you disturbed by Dan FaceTiming people shirtless?
You could just not travel a week, Stu. Like, it'd be great for you.
All right, everybody. Mother's Day is officially around the corner. If mom's gift isn't already on the way, you've got hours, maybe even minutes, to get it together. So head over to 1-800-Flowers.com right this second. 1-800-Flowers still has great last-minute deals on handmade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts ordered easily and delivered fresh. You want to get mom something that shows your appreciation for all that she's done? We know you've been a knucklehead. She knows you've been a knucklehead. Please do better. Help your mom feel appreciated this Mother's Day. This is your last chance to lock in these Mother's Day deals. Only good while supplies last. Order today at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan, D-A-N. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Hey, listeners, it's Mike Ryan, and I've changed a lot over the course of 20 years that you've known me. I've gone from unlikable to, well, my hair has changed. But my point is, while a lot's changed over our relationship, there's one thing that hasn't changed one bit, and that's a great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what's the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite has sparked this debate way back in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. They keep it simple. It's got undebatable quality, great taste, 96 calories, you know all those things. It's a beer that strips everything away that you don't need and holds on to what matters most. But with Miller Lite, you don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. It's both those things. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.